Welcome to the Timely Drops of Wisdom podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Carmen, founder of Resourced Apothecary, where we are asking you to rethink how you refill your cup. Resourced Apothecary offers sustainable practices and products to help you deepen your connection to yourself, your community, and to Mother Nature. Here in this podcast, I'm sharing the plant spirit medicine I receive from the plants and the land. The plants share their wisdom through messages and actual medicines. We'll discuss both in detail. In addition, I provide sound healing and guided meditation to help you connect in with the plants in your unique way. And I offer suggestions for integrating all of this into your life with rituals and practices that are both manageable and powerful. I'm thankful you're here. Let's get into today's topic. Welcome back, my friend. I hope you enjoyed last week's discussion about the message of pine. This winter continues to be a time when I've got to walk my talk about sacred rest. If you're feeling the need to rest, I hope you are able to create space for it. I've been sharing with you the emotional and energetic gifts of pine. The support is palpable, and I am deeply grateful for it during this winter season. You may also know or have heard that pine is very physically supportive as well. Today, let's focus on the physical gifts pine offers and how you can work with pine to receive them. Because we're talking about physical benefits and pine medicine, it's time for a disclaimer. Warning, I am not a medical professional. This information is not meant to replace guidance from your trusted and qualified medical practitioner. If you are not well, stop listening to podcasts and reach out to your trusted medical practitioner. If you are well, do not make yourself unwell by being reckless in your experimentation or by ignoring your body and the messages it sends you. Use your best judgment to feel into these suggestions. And whenever you work with an unfamiliar plant, or any other substance for that matter, start out slow and easy. Make good choices. I believe in you. Have you ever stopped to think about how much pine is in our lives? Like many of our houses and workplaces are built with pine wood framing. Firewood is often pine wood. Many old school cleaning products are pine scented. It's definitely part of our cultural fabric at this point. And while we typically don't think twice about it, I just want to honor the ways that we, even if unknowingly, rely on pine for support, comfort, warmth, protection. I also want to honor how this tree gives us medicine that doesn't really have to be processed in order to be enjoyed. Today, we are looking at the gifts found in pine needles. These can be experienced raw or with minimal processing. Pine needles are high in ascorbic acid or vitamin C. I read that one study showed that pine needles are higher in vitamin C in the wintertime than they are in other seasons. How cool is that? This is likely a self-protective mechanism of the tree. Have you ever looked at what vitamin C actually does? I admit I hadn't. I mean, we all have a fuzzy idea about immune supportive properties and like emergency, but are we really aware of the actions of vitamin C? Side note. If you are already aware of the benefits, I want to just give you a virtual high five. I'm about to explain them, so bear with me and know that I am proud of you, Smarty Pants. The good folks at verywellhealth.com have this to say about vitamin C. Vitamin C has benefits that range from boosting your immune system to improving cardiovascular health and increasing iron absorption. Vitamin C is necessary for tissue growth, development, and repair. Importantly, as an antioxidant, it helps protect your cells from free radicals. Your body cannot produce vitamin C and must get it through diet. Get it, vitamin C? But stay humble, because we know that one vitamin is not an island. The cofactors and beneficial compounds that vitamin C is part of give it the power to do all this good in our bodies. So when you consume a whole food or plant medicine, you are getting so much more than just one isolated vitamin. Other constituents in pine, namely pinene and limonene, but there are many more, give it antiviral, decongestant, vulnerary, and other properties. This plant has both external and internal uses that are extremely supportive to the body. The simplest way to experience the benefits of pine is to chew the needles. Yep, just fresh pine needles. Chew them up. Super simple, super effective, maybe not the most palatable, but actually not bad at all. If you'd rather have some prep, you can make a pine needle infusion. There are benefits to a cold water infusion in which you'd chop up some fresh pine needles, combine them with water, and let them steep. I usually put mine in a jar in the refrigerator for a day and then drink. This is going to highlight the vitamin C. There are also many benefits to a hot water infusion. So your process would be the same as it is for an herbal tea, but let this steep for 10 to 15 minutes at least before enjoying. In this way, we are releasing the essential oils in the needles and can experience the aromatic elements. Great decongestant benefits. Another option for internal consumption is a pine vinegar or oxymel. You can infuse pine needles in apple cider vinegar. I'd recommend chopping up fresh needles and filling a jar, then pouring in apple cider vinegar to cover them. Put a lid on and let this sit in a cool, dark place for 4 to 6 weeks, shaking every day to every 2 days, and then just strain and reserve the vinegar. That infused vinegar can then be taken on its own, just a tablespoon dose, the way you would take a shot of raw apple cider vinegar, or it can be a really yummy base for a salad dressing. If the apple cider vinegar is too intense for you on its own, you can mix that infused vinegar with honey to create an oxymel. I tend to be a fan of oxymels because they are way more palatable and something I will actually take. And remember, a medicine is no good if you don't actually take it. Water and vinegar infusions are going to be the best at extracting the vitamins and minerals in the pine needles. So when I recommend an herbal bath with pine needles, there are several benefits we can experience at one time. We can experience the aromatic benefits, which will help offer their decongestant properties. We can experience the antioxidant and vulnerary or skin healing properties. And of course, the energetic benefits as well. When we want to focus on the external benefits of pine, the infused body oil is a great way to do that. Aside from the divine scent, pine is actually offering antioxidant support and can support tissue healing. When used as a massage oil, it can provide relief for tired muscles. And some people say it helps ease that aching that comes with cold, damp weather. See why a pine bath followed by the pine body oil can be so supportive? Again, all this is in addition to the very real energetic, grounding effects pine offers. So as we move through winter, if you're feeling a need for energetic or physical support, or more probably both, consider pine. If it's calling to you, look into how you might like to experience it. Never underestimate sitting in a place where pine trees are growing. Forest bathing has very real benefits. Consider making a pine needle tea or buying the grounding kit from Resourced Apothecary. However you choose to work with pine, my hope is that you feel supported by its many gifts. If you want to go deeper with this and other plant spirit medicines, join me in the Resourced Rituals membership. This monthly membership provides you with resources to go deeper with each of the monthly themes. You'll receive meditations, suggestions for crafting your own rituals to explore the covered topics, journal prompts, and more. If you choose the products and practices option, you will also receive specially curated Resourced Apothecary products each month to help you deepen your practice. Let me know how your experience with pine goes. Tag me on Instagram or send me a DM. There are so many ways to work with this powerful tree, and I hope that this conversation is a jumping off point for you. If you're resonating with pine, I invite you to go deeper. Get curious. Get to know pine. Start using high-quality pine products. See what other talented herbalists are saying about pine and how they use it. Follow the threads that come up for you. And as always, connect with me if you'd like to discuss any of this further. May you feel physically and energetically supported. May this season and this podcast offer you opportunities for grounding and connection to nature, to community, to yourself. Big love, my friend.